So the online investing portal Wealth Migrate has been approved as a Category 1 financial services provider. And what this means is it allows to provide its crowdfunding offering on an intermediary services basis using shares as a financial product category. So this morning we are chatting to the CEO of Wealth Migrate, Scott Picken, about the license, as this is a first in Africa, and obviously to find out more as well. So good morning, Scott. Welcome to the On Bait Show.
Morning. Thanks very much for having us online.
So, Scott, why are investors looking at Europe and Portugal?
Look, I mean, if we take a step back, you know, at the end of the day, people have wanted to diversify and not just invest, in South Africa, but out of South Africa, whether it was England, America, Australia, or even Europe. What one's tending to find now is that technology is allowing them to do it safely and simply, a lot easier than it used to be, where you had to fly, get on a plane, set up a structure, open a bank account. It was a hell of a difficult process, and that was, you know, even if you had money. Why are people looking at Europe at the moment? Well, because the Europe as an economy is strong. It's got good capital inflows into Portugal, and specifically with all the printing of the U.S. dollar, the dollar is expected to depreciate about 50% over the next 5 years against the euro. And so a lot of wealthy people specifically are looking for assets in Europe, and then specifically within Europe, looking for countries where the fundamentals are right so that they can have economic growth, population growth, and be able to ride the wave long term.
Mm-hmm. Scott, can you maybe just explain the value chain of real estate and how wealthy people invest in property?
It's a really interesting one, because when you look at it, most of us have read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, and we kind of understand the concept of the employee quadrant or the self-employed quadrant, and most people are trying to get into the I quadrant, which is the investor quadrant. And what we do is we read the book, and then we run out and we go and buy a house. And I tend to say to people, whether we like it or not, you know, buying an end-user apartment from a developer tends to be the end of the value chain. Now, in any value chain, if you go up the value chain, there is more value. You're going to get a better return with lower risk. And so with technology, rather than buying an end-user apartment, if you take Century City as an example, do you think you will create more value by buying an end-user apartment from Robi or by actually partnering with John Robi in the development and actually creating Century City itself? Which one do you think would create more value?
Well, I suppose partnering.
Yeah, and now with technology, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So, you know, people have the opportunity now with technology to literally partner with John Robi. And so rather than buying an end-user, you know, apartment, which is the end of the value chain, you go right up the value chain and you partner directly with the developer who has 40-plus years experience with almost Century City. And then, you know, you're not only reducing the risk, but you're dramatically increasing the return.
Oh, interesting. Wow. Scott, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for shedding some light on this. And best of luck with everything moving forward. You guys are doing amazing. It's like every time you talk to us, it just feels like we learn so much more each and every time.
Yeah.
It really is a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
Thanks very much. And I just wanted to say, I think what's really exciting for South Africa and for the regulators is it's also embracing the space.
Yeah.
And that's good not only for the country, but for the investors and for everyone in the ecosystem. So I think it's extremely exciting where the world is going now.
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you very much,
Thank
Scott.
You.
Enjoy your day.
Well, cheers.